The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
Halacha Vav. Misha eino yachol lulos matzah, a person who is unable to swallow the matzah, muta lishrosa bimayim. He is permitted to first soak it in water, lirachacha, in order to soften it, ubilvad shelo tehe nimches legamri, as long as it doesn't totally dissolve. Umishahu zakein ochole, someone who's elderly or ill, and he can't even eat the matzah when they're soaked in water. He is allowed to soak it in wine or other liquids in order to be able to consume it. When one is soaking matzah in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah with it, he has to be careful that he doesn't soak it for a 24-hour period, because then it will be considered as if it's cooked, and then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah with it. In other words, we have a principle in Yeridea that if something is soaking for 24 hours straight, then it has the status as if it is cooked. And the rule is, we cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, if it is cooked. Gam tzrichen lizaher b'shar dvarim, shlo yafse din lachem. We also have to be careful about other things, in order to make sure that it doesn't lose its lechem status. Otherwise, you couldn't even make hamotzi on it, and you certainly cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it. Halacha zayin. Achar kach noto kizayis mora. After performing the mitzvah of achilas matzah, then we take a kizayis of mora. V'chein hu nosen l'ko achad mibnei beiso, and this is what he gives to every member of his household. Remember, women have an equal obligation to men in the halachas of the Seder. V'tov lo b'charoses, and he dips it in charoses. Uminar es acharoses me'alav, but then he shakes off the acharoses from it. Shelo yisbatel tam hamor, because we don't want the charoses to negate the taste of the mora. Umevarach al achilas mora, and we make the bracha of achilas mora. Va'ochlo below hesebe, and we eat the mora without reclining, because we're not trying to demonstrate any aspect of royalty when it comes to eating mora. Achar kach notel min hamatzah atachdona gam ken kizayis. After that, he takes from the bottom matzah. Here too would be a shear of kizayis. The gam kizayis mora, and he takes a kizayis of mora. V'nochon l'tovlo gam ken becharoses, and it is proper that it should be dipped in charoses, ulanare me'alav, and to shake it off. This, by the way, is subject to dispute. There are those that say that charoses is not used when we do korach. Umaniach as a morer toch hamatzah, and we place the morer inside of the matzah. Va'omer, we say, kein asa hillel. This is what Hillel did. Va'ochel beseba, and we eat it while reclining. In the Bir Halacha, he wonders whether the statement of Kein Asa Hillel should be done before or after the eating, because he suggests that perhaps it would be considered an interruption between the Bracha of Maror and the Korach to make the statement. In other words, the Bracha on Maror covers not just the initial eating of Maror, but also covers the Maror that is being eaten as part of Korach. Certainly, to say something which is not relevant, that would for sure be considered an interruption, and that would be a problem. Shir kezayis, the measurement of the kezayis, kasavnu beklolim, we have written in our discussion of the rules, Shehu Kemo Chatzi Beitza, that it is approximately, it is the measurement of a half an egg. Umnam Yesh Armim Shehu Ktsas Pachos Mikashlish Beitza. However, there are those that say that's a little bit less than a third of an egg. The Kaven Demara Bisman Azed the Rabbanan. Since today, the mitzvah of eating maror is not min haTorah; it's only rabbinic. L'chein misha kasher alav lechol maror yachol lismach adeazos. So therefore, someone who has difficulty eating maror is allowed to rely on this opinion. Lechol rak pachas k'tzas mikemoshlish beitza, to eat a little bit less than a third of an egg. V'yivarach alav, and he's still allowed to make a bracha on that. Umisha hu chole, someone who is ill, she'ena yachol le'echol mara klal, that he is not allowed to eat mara at all, yilas al kol panim k'tzas mehaminim, he should at the very least swallow a little bit of the types of vegetables, she'yotzim behem, with which you are yotzim mara, oshar esev mar, or some other bitter grass, ad sheyargish tam merirus befiv, so that he tastes a little bit of the taste of the bitterness in his mouth, lezecha ba'alma, at least serving as some sort of memory of the bitterness, below bracha, but this he does without making a bracha, since he is in fact not fulfilling the mitzvah of eating maror. Halacha ches, achar kach oklin hasu'uda, after finishing the mitzvah of Mara and Korach, then we eat the Suda. V'yesh le'echol kol ha-Suda be'haseba, and the entire meal should be eaten while reclining. V'nogin le'echol beitzim, and there's a minhag to eat eggs, and it's proper to eat the eggs that are in the Kaira. V'achacham einav b'rosha, a wise person has his eyes in his head, meaning he thinks about what's going to be in the future. Shalola malos kreso, he's careful not to fill himself up. Leman yuchal lecho esa afikomen, in order that he'd be able to eat the afikomen kimitzvaso, according to the mitzvah. Velo lachi lagasa, and not to eat an excessive amount, which will not allow him to do the mitzvah. Something which is an achilagasa means that he's already so full that any eating is going to be considered disgusting in his eyes. If that's the situation, then he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of afikomen. V'ein ochlin basar tzli b'shnei halelos, and we do not eat roasted meat on the two nights of the Seder. Again, this is in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael it's only one night. Afilo sha'of, even if it is roasted poultry. Vafilo bishluhu fi'achakach tzalu b'kedera, even if first the meat was cooked and afterwards it was roasted, ein ochlin, it still may not be eaten. Why? Because we don't want anyone to confuse roasted meat as being the carbon Pesach. Yesh nogin, there are those who have a practice, shelo lecho belelos elo shum tibo, that on these nights of the Seder, they do not do any dips, chutz mi shnei tibulim shel mitzvah, other than the two dips of the mitzvah, kidei sheyehe nikar, in order that it should be evident, she'elohem l'shei mitzvah, that the reason why we're dipping into the salt water and into the charoses is because for the sake of a mitzvah, and not just tam because we enjoy dipping. V'achar gemar hasuda ochlin afikomen, after the completion of the meal, we eat the afikomen, zeicha l'korban Pesach, as a remembrance of the Korban Pesach, shayunecho b'sof hasuda, which was eaten at the end of the meal. Shehe gumar ko hasviya, because this would be the completion of his satiation. Now, he doesn't mention it here, but one should be careful to eat the afikomen before chatzos halayla, before halachic midnight, because otherwise it would be questionable whether we could fulfill the mitzvah. V'yesh le'echol kishnei zesim. And how much matzah should one eat for the afikomen? He says, l'chatchila, you should eat the amount of two olives, echad zeichel le'pesach, v'echad zeichel le'matzah, one as a remembrance for the Karban Pesach, and one as a remembrance of the mitzvah of matzah, shehoseh nechel asimah pesach, which is eaten together with the Pesach. V'yal kol panim. But in any case, he should not eat any less than a kezayis. For ochla beseba, and he should be sure to eat that kezayis while reclining. V'achar afikomen, asur le'echol shum davar. After the afikomen, it is forbidden to eat anything. As far as drinking is concerned, it's certainly forbidden to drink something which is alcoholic, but many poskim are mako with other drinks. Certainly, if it's an issue of something like water, that would be mutter to drink after eating the afikomen with no problem. Acharkach, after eating the afikomen, mozgin koshlishi leberkas amozon. So then they pour the third cup for benching. Vitzarach ledakdek bo, and you have to be careful with it, imhunoki mishiyuri kosos. You have to check it to see that it's clean from the leftover drops of the previous cup. Dahainu im ein bo shiur yayin, to make sure that there's no drops of wine there. Shashara by matzah bishasa suda, in which matzah soaked during the suda. Ki im einu naki, because if it's not clean, sarach shtifa v'hadacha, then it would have to be rinsed out and washed out. Umitzvah lahadesh shiur lo mizuman. It's mitzvah to try to be sure that you have a zimun, to have at least three people together. Avolo yecho mi bayis lebayis etzerach mezuman. But you don't have to go running from one home to another in order to gather together people for a zimun. Ki ko echad tzerach levarach berkas hamazon b'makam sha'acho. Because everyone is supposed to be benching in the place that they ate. V'nogim sheba arbayis mevarach b'zimun. The minig is that the barbayis leads the zimun. Shenemar tov ayin hu yivarach. Like this says in the pasuk, that the one who is mevarach Hashem, he is tov ayin. He's the one who has a good eye. V'hu mikre tov ayin, and the barbayis is the one referred to as a tov ayin. Shenemar kodich v'nyesi v'yecho. Because he is inviting whoever needs to come in and eat. V'yachakach mevorachin alakos v'shosin v'seber. Afterwards, we make a bracha over the cup of wine, and we drink it while reclining. V'asur lishtos ben koze l'kos revi, and it's forbidden to drink between the third and fourth cups.
Halacha tes. Achar birkas hamazon, mozgin kos revi'i. After benching, meaning after benching and also after drinking the third cup, they pour the fourth cup. V'noagim liftoach es hadeles lezecha shehuleo shimurim. And the custom is that they open the door as a remembrance that this is the night of protection. V'ein misyorin mishum davar, and we're not afraid of anything. U'bischus ha'emuna yavo mishiach tzidkenu, and in the merit of our trust in Hashem, so Mashiach should come. V'akadosh baruch hu yishboch chamaso al hagoyim, and Hashem will pour out His wrath upon the nations of the world who are our enemies. U'lachein omim, and then we say shefoch chamascha al hagoyim, and then it's time for Hallel. U'maschilin, and they begin saying lo lanu. V'omrim keseder, and they say Hallel in order. U'keshemagia lahodu, and when they get up to the pasuk of Hodu Hashem Kitov, imhein shlosha, if there are three people there. Afilo im ishto ubanav shegi lachinach, including his wife and children, who are already of the age of chinuch,
Yomar, then the leader should say, Hodu. He should say the pasuk of Hodu Hashem Kitov, V'hashnayim Yanu Kimosha Omrim Betzibur. And the other two, or whoever else is there, should respond the same way that they do in shul when Hallow is said. Min hakos harivi tzrichin lishtos rivi yisholim. From the fourth cup, it is necessary to drink a complete rivius. Umevarchim acharav bracha achrona. And afterwards, we make the bracha achrona on it. V'achar kach gomin keseder hagada. And afterwards, they complete the Seder of the Agada. Now, the minhag is that this that he says, that the leader, the head of the household, says, Hodu Lashem, and then the others follow, the same thing is true with Ana Hashem Moshiyana and Ana Hashem Atzlichana. It's interesting, there was a minhag that all of the piyutim, which is said at the end, would be said before drinking the fourth cup, but this is not the mainstream minhag. The mainstream minhag is, like the Kitzur says, is that first we drink the fourth cup, and afterwards we have Nirtza, and we complete the remaining piyutim of the Haggadah. The achah or arba kosos, and after drinking the four cups, asur lishtos shum mashke rak mayim, it's forbidden to drink any drink except for water. The poskim say that tea is also like water. Some poskim are even more mako when it comes to the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, about drinking after the four cups. Im ein shena chotafto, if sleep has not yet overcome him, yoma achar hagada shir hashirim. So after saying the hagada, he should say shir hashirim, as well as being involved in more of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and perhaps more of Hilchos Pesach. V'nogim she'ein korim kriya shema she'ar mita. The minhag is that we don't say all of Shema before going to sleep. Rak parshas Shema, except for the parsha of Shema Yisrael. U'birkas ha'mapil, as well as the bracha of ha'mapil. Lahoros, in order to demonstrate Shehu leo shimurim min hamazikin, that this is a night of protection from all of the forces that could harm. Ve'ein tzarich shmira, but, and therefore, on a night like this, we don't need to say anything extra to protect us from those negative forces. Halacha yud. Mi she'ena shose yayin ko hashana, mipnei shemazik lo. Someone who doesn't drink wine any time during the year, because it is harmful to him. Afal pi kein, tzarech litchok es atzmo lishtos arber kosos. Even so, he needs to push himself in order to drink the four cups of wine. Kemosh amar rabbeinu zichronu levracha, like Chazal conveyed to us, our Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi, regarding Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, shehu yishoisa arba kosa shel Pesach, that he would drink the four cups of Lel Seder, v'hu yitzarech lachgar sidaav ad Shavuos. And he was ill all the way until Shavuos, for 7 weeks. So you see the importance of drinking wine for the arba kosas. Umikomakam yacho lemozgo b'mayim. In any case, he's allowed to mix the wine with water. Oh, lishtos yayin simukim, or to drink raisin wine. Oh, sheyishteh med, medvash. Or he's allowed to drink mead, which is an alcoholic beverage that is produced from a fermentation of honey and water. Imhu chamar medina. If it's considered a prestigious beverage in his locale. Now there is a machlokas aposkim whether today we are allowed to use grape juice for the four cups of wine. There are different opinions. Certainly one who does not need to use grape juice is much better off using wine. as far as one who has difficulty using wine, so they should follow whatever their family practice is, whether or not grape juice is to be considered acceptable. In Eretz Yisrael, they're much more lenient about women using grape juice. Rav Moshe Feinstein argued that women have the same obligation of men, and therefore they should use wine. And on that basis, many of the poskim in the United States do say that people should definitely use wine, not grape juice. Again, everyone should consult with their local posek. Halacha Yud Aleph. Im Nevad HaAfikomen. What happens if the Afikomen got lost? Now, this can happen very easily if you have young children who hide it and then fall asleep, or then get confused and don't remember where they put it. So the rule is, im yeshlo od matzah mielo, if he has other matzah from these, shenasu l'shem matzahs mitzvah, which were created, they were baked for the purpose of the mitzvah, yochol mimena kezayis, so you can eat a kezayis from that. It doesn't necessarily have to be from the previously designated afikomen. The imlav, and if he doesn't have matzah that was done the shem mitzvah, yochum imatzah acheres kezayis, he could eat from any kosher lepesach matzah, and he should eat a kezayis of that. Halacha yud beis, mi sheshachach lechol es afikomen. A person who forgot to eat the afikomen, maybe he drank too many cups of wine beforehand, or he had some emergency, then he got confused. He simply forgot to eat it. Im nisker kodem birkas hamazon, if he remembers before benching, afal pi shekvar noto mayim achronim, even though he already washed mayim achronim, o sheomar, or he said, hav lon unevarech, or he said, come, let's bench, ochlo, he should now eat the afikomen, ve'ein atzarech levarech birkas hamotzi, and he does not need to make a preliminary bracha on the afikomen, meaning even though he had already mentally and perhaps verbally decided that he is finished with the meal is not really over until he eats the afikomen or until he benches. So he says, V'afagav dasach daitem elecho, even though he was mesiach das from eating, as he mentally decided he's not going to eat anymore, lo chashev hesachadas, this is not considered a diversion of his focus, kevin shu mechuyev la'echo, since the afikomen is something which he's obligated to eat, v'atachad rachmana kisam chinan, and we rely on Torah's determination of how long a meal lasts and what's included in the seuda. U'mikol makam yesh lo lita yadav, but in any case, he should wash his hands before eating it. But he should not make the bracha of al netilas adayim. Meaning, since he was masiach das, since his focus was diverted from continuing the meal, in which case his hands did not necessarily retain their purity from when he originally washed them, so he should wash again, but he does not make a new bracha upon washing. Now, all this was discussing if he remembers before benching. So what happens if after he benches he realized that he did not eat the afikomen? V'im lo nisgar ad la'achah berkas ha-mazon kodem sheberach bari pri agaf en akos ha-shlishi, if he does not remember until after benching, but before making the bracha on the third cup of wine, then what should he do? Yito yadav, he should wash his hands. V'gam kein lo yivarach alen tisadayim, he should not make the bracha of alen tisadayim. V'yivarach berkas hamotzi v'yochel kezayis, and he should make the bracha of hamotzi and eat a kezayis. Now this time he needs to make the bracha of hamotzi since he already benched. Certainly benching will be considered the conclusion of the seuda. V'yachar kach yivarach berkas hamazon, and afterwards he needs to bench. And then he should make the bracha on the third cup, and he should drink. Okay. Now, let's say he remembers even later than that. Ava imlo niska. Let's say he doesn't remember that he neglected to eat afi kolmen. Adla acha sheberach bari priya gafen. Now, kol shalishi, until after he makes the bracha of hagafen in the third cup. So now he has no choice. He made the bracha. He hasn't yet drunk the third cup. So yishtas akos, he should drink the third cup. V'im rogo b'pam acheres. Levarech berkas hamazon below kos, and if he is normally accustomed to making the bracha of benching without a kos, meaning normally he does not bench over a cup of wine, so what he should do now is yito yadav, he should wash his hands, v'yocho afikomen, eat the afikomen, v'yavarech berkas hamazon below kos, and he should bench without a cup. The reason why he should not use a cup is because we don't want it to look like he's adding an additional cup to the arba kosas. This is supposed to be four cups and not five. Aval imhu nizah levarach tamed berkas hamazon arakos. Let's say he's always accustomed to bench over a cup of wine. V'yata lo yuchal levarach arakos mishum devi mosiv arakosas. Now he won't be able to use a cup for benching because it will look like he's adding onto the four cups. Lachain lo yocho afikomen. Such a person is not allowed to eat the afikomen. V'yismoch ala matzah she'ochol t'chila. But rather, he's going to have to rely on the matzah that he ate previously. Meaning, since he had matzah before, he had shmur matzah, and he had more than the kezayis, so we're going to rely on that. He may not wash and bench again.